Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo OG just making a video about crazy things that women do. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, today in the morning I noticed that I lost one of my subscribers on YouTube, which is, it is what it is. But do you know what's funny? On the real world, I like, you know, turn on people to my channel. Yeah, the one that unsubscribed was one of the guys that I gave my channel.
Like my man.
And I know his chick. Yeah, he said the chick was talking shit, saying, oh yeah, I made him unsubscribe to this guy. He was talking about taking women's rights and putting them in the back of the bus and all that shit. I started laughing. On the inside, first I got like, oh no. And I started hearing this like, oh, this guy's a fag. Yeah, and he was like all mad and like pissed off and pouting. Yeah, like how a mom puts his kid on timeout. It was like that. And I found that hilarious. Well, bro, your chick is, she's nice and thick and all that, but eh. You need to like do your own thing, but I know you won't because the power of pussy is so fucking strong. And yeah, people are just weak. So it is what it is, right? Anyways, let's continue. Yeah, look at this crazy chick, the audacity. She has 9 cooch critters and she wants this guy to pay for them. What the fuck? This is supposed to be a first date or something. And this chick is throwing this hadouken on her. On him, I should say. Yeah, what would you do? Well, let's see what this guy does. Let's continue on this bullshit. Yes, people think that women are not crazy, but I guess I'm the stupid one. Right? Anyways.
Wait, why did you get 2 separate checks?
Huh?
Why did you get 2 separate checks?
Yeah, this chick acts all flabbergasted. Oh, you ordered 2 checks? Oh, why? Well, gee, you have fucking 9 kids. I'm not gonna be subsidizing this bullshit. You're stupid. I don't give a fuck how fucking good your pussy is. I'm not gonna be fucking that fucking wizard sleep vagina. No way. It's not worth it, in my opinion. But there's some guys that are thirsty. Apparently, this guy's not thirsty because he asked for 2 checks. So, yeah, don't put up with that shit, guys. Never. Just saying, right?
They said if we wanted to split it, so I figured I would just,
you know. If you wanted to split, are you kidding me?
What, lady? I thought you were strong and independent. You need no man. But yeah, you want this guy to pay for you and your 9 children. Are you insane or what? Yeah, you fuck around, you find out, lady. You don't have the magical pussy. Nope. Just saying. Yes, don't let people treat you like shit. If you see someone doing something stupid, you better stand up to it. If not, people will stomp the shit out of you. Yeah, like this lady. Yeah, defend yourself. Don't let no stupid person walk over you. And I'm glad this guy didn't do it, right?
You asked me out.
You didn't tell me you had 9 kids.
So because I have 9 kids, you're not going to pay for my food?
Yeah, no.
So you...
Nah, man, good on you, bro. You didn't let this chick take advantage of you. Yeah, those are 10 people. And I'm sure they're not getting something small from the menu. Yeah, easily you're gonna probably drop, probably 400 or 500 bucks. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Because there'll be 9 kids, the chick, that's 10, and plus you, that's 11. Yeah, and I'm sure they're gonna get dessert and wine and all this other nonsense. Yeah, this guy told her, no, fuck you. Yeah, don't think this chick is gonna fuck him anyways. Most likely she has Tyrone, right there waiting to fuck her. And one of the meals is actually for him. Yeah, that'll be fucked up. Yeah, the doggy bag, he's beef for the dude. He fucks her, and then he gets to eat off of your dime. Fuck that shit. I'm just saying, man. Well, let's continue.
Bring me out on Mother's Day. And because you find out that I have 9 kids, you're not going to cover my bill.
Yeah,
it's not this dude's responsibility to feed your children. He went on a date with you, not with you plus your kids. What the fuck? Is he going to be banging all of you? No! So why should he be paying for all of them? Yeah, that's so dumb. What happened to the dad? Do they have the same father, or is it multiple fathers? Yeah, something tells me that you're just self-entitled and you're delusional. Yeah, what makes you think that someone's gonna accept these stupid things? You're so stupid. Yeah, you're so childish. Yeah, how the hell you think that men are gonna accept this kind of crap? You're dumb.
Let me know that beforehand. You said you had a kid, not nine.
No, you asked me that I had kids. I said yes.
You see, the chick's trying to play word games. Yeah, you could have told the guy I have nine children, count them, nine. And the guy could have decided yes or no. But no, you try to get him in the last minute. You're stupid.
You know what? You know what? I'm gonna leave.
Ah, what a bitch. She's trying to slink away and put the bill on this guy. What a fucking cunt. You see? And this guy wanted to go out with her? Nah, fuck this bitch. You just take care of your shit and fuck her. Yeah, man. Not a good person. Inside and out. Gross.
I'm gonna leave. No, you're gonna cover these because you invited me out to dinner.
Okay, watch out for the police.
Yeah, she's trying to run away and not pay. Yeah, why? Just because the guy invited her to go eat? She thought she could take advantage of this guy's generosity. She said, oh, I don't have to cook. I'm going to make him buy all this food for my children. And I'm not even going to fuck him. Ha 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 ha. Yes, it's so stupid. Oh, nah, that's so messed up. What the hell does this chick think that she could treat guys like this? Yeah, women just think that we're just superfluous, that we're disposable. Yeah, they don't see us as human beings. Not one bit.
Wow.
Oh my god.
But
I got a bill right here.
Yeah, this chick's self-entitlement is so disgusting. She wanted this dude to pay for her. Yeah, and she's not going to give nothing up. Yeah, why do women believe these things? It's because society feeds them that they're the prize. No, they're not. It's actually men. This just proves it. If this chick was the prize, why didn't the guy pay? Huh? Yeah, she wanted him to pay for her meal. So, what the fuck? Nah, just because you're a woman doesn't mean that you're already automatically awarded cash and prizes. Hell no. Oh, here's another clip of a chick that gets offended because they ask her her body count. Yeah, so stupid.
So this man literally asked me what my body count was in the middle of the dinner table. I kid you not, I'm not making this up.
You know what? That's actually reasonable, because you women do some fucked up things. Yes, you women since what, the age of 12, when you start hitting periods, when you start noticing that you can manipulate guys with your body? Oh, I'm sure also some girls too. Oh yeah, I've been a kid once, I know what you young girls do. I used to play doctor with you girls, so I already know. Oh yeah, chicks are just insane, that's why you can't trust them. That's why you need to take their rights away, because they keep on doing bullshit. And it's not going to get better until we do it. Just saying.
So I was like, you know, I'm just going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say, come again. And he honed down on the question and was like, yeah, what's your body count? And I'm like, sir, surely not. And I just sat there in silence, angry.
What, are you angry because the guy actually asked you your body count? Or is it because it really is fucking high? Yes, women that fuck more than five guys, to me that's still more, and you can't bond with them. Yeah, for me if it's three, that's way too much. Even two, but whatever.
Bewildered by the fact that he was even asking that question. I've never been asked that question before.
You know what? You're a pretty girl, so I would assume that your body count is really fucking high. It might be like 100, I bet. Yes, look at her. To me, she's pretty. I would smash her. Yes, I'll go balls deep inside of her, but yeah, she got offended. Because guys want to know these things. Why the hell are you going to pay for these women if they have high body counts? Look at the chick in the first clip. She had 9 kids. What about this chick? How many did she have? Does she have one or none? Or fucking 9? Yeah, you don't know. These women, they're liars. They're crazy. So it is what it is. Oh yeah, incidentally, I'm not going to put too much here on YouTube. Because the rest I want to make it go hardcore and I want to see some anti-Semitic shit. So yeah, I'm going to cut it up in a little bit. So yeah, it is what it is.
Put alone on a second date. No wonder you're 37 and still single, okay?
You know what? I actually could respond to this. Yes, I'm older than this guy. And yeah, right now women are so fucking toxic. So you can't be with them. They're so crazy. Yeah, they do some fucked up shit. So how the hell can you make these into your girlfriends? They're so fucking toxic. Case in point, right?
And I said, that is an extremely inappropriate question for you to even be asking.
I don't think so. Because if I want to be dating, it's a starting relationship, and you know, hopefully get married and have kids. I don't really need to get married, but I'd like to start a family. Yeah, but if you women are crazy, toxic, and you get fucked by everybody just because the day ends in Y, fucking, yeah, why not, right? Yeah, fuck that shit. Nobody wants a whore. At least I don't. I don't know about the other guys, but it is what it is, right? You can't make these hoes into housewives. Just what Snoop Dogg said. And he's a fucking retard in his own right, but let's continue.
I was pissed. I just sat there in silence at the table and just let that really sink in for him. He knew.
Have you realized maybe this guy is trying to vet you to see you're not a fucking self-entitled whore? Yeah. Then something tells him that you already showed your two colors, so the guy is gonna go, bye, and you're gonzo. Yes, you jettison these type of women. Why the hell you want someone that thinks this way? Yeah, she's not gonna respect you. If she doesn't respect you, she won't love you. Just saying.
No, he knew it was over. Did he try and extend the date after the two-hour dinner that was absolutely mediocre? I mean, it's not.
You know what? If this was me, the dude, I wouldn't even fucking go this far. I would have excused myself like in mid-eating. And I said, hold on, I'm gonna go to the restroom, I'll be right back. And I would have dipped out and left you there. Like, you paid for this shit, you fucking bitch. Fuck you. Yeah, women think because they have vaginas that you need to put up with their shit. Why, tells ya? Oh, it's because I'm a thirsty fuck and I can't validate myself without women. Ooh! Oh, that's why? That's okay, but you do you, boo.
His fault, but the dinner was mediocre, like food.
You know what? I think this guy avoided himself some trouble. If this guy didn't go on a second date with you, yes, look how pissed off you are just because the guy asked you about your body count. You're already having a meltdown, so I think this guy just vetted you and he didn't want to be around you. So, yeah, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Not for you, but for the guy. Just saying.
Otherwise, yeah, he did. And I was like, okay. So I found a place right by my apartment that I could just, like, escape right after. Like, he's like, let's have another drink.
Yeah, you know what? Nobody wants to go on a date with you. Yeah, look how self-entitled and angry that you are just because this guy asked you one thing, one little thing. Yeah, you think it's actually very offensive. But no, that guy's just trying to find out if you're worth his time or not. And he find out, so goodbye. Just saying.
I knew that I wasn't drinking. He proceeded to drink scotch or whatever. And then I just ordered a brownie. It was a really good brownie. But, yeah, that guy won't be hearing from me again.
Yeah, what a self-entitled bitch, but whatever. You know, goodbye. Don't need that shit. Well, anyways, this is where I'm gonna leave the people from YouTube, and I'm gonna go to MGTOW.TV and Rumble and say some more really fucked up things. So, yeah, YouTube, you should follow me over there on that platforms, because yeah, YouTube, it's a dying ship and they do stupid things, so I'm not gonna waste my time. Yeah, you wanna shadow ban me and you wanna be doing dumb crap? That's on you. Well, fuck them, right? Yes, friends, for you guys on MGTOW.TV and on Rumble, now we could talk about niggers, Jews, fucking all kinds of pieces of shit, right? Yes, friends, this stupid cunt here, you know what she fucking does? She puts silicone in her ass, and yes, and there's funny things that happens to her. What a dumb bitch. Yes, she got what she deserved, in my opinion. Well, let's watch the clip.
I got silicone implants on my butt, and the worst happened. At first, everything...
Yeah, this is her picture before she fucked up her ass. Yeah, she's pretty. She's beautiful, really. I would want to be with this bitch. But because she's a stupid and dumbass bitch, she did something dumb to her body, so... Yeah, let's see what other shit she does, right?
Things seemed perfect. I was happy, feeling super confident, and posting tons of pictures online.
Yeah, I bet you this chick is an e-whore. Yeah, she was putting her fucking pussy pics out there, and now because she upgraded her ass or whatever, they turn into shit. Enjoy.
But a week later, I started noticing something weird. It began with a pain I couldn't ignore.
Yeah, because you were playing stupid fucking games. Now you look like a goddamn Dalmatian. Yeah, look at these spots. Oh, so fucking lovely. What a dumbass bitch. You had a beautiful body and you were gorgeous. And now look at you. You look like fucking shit. That's what you get for fucking with your body, dumb whore. Why? Why did you mutilate your body? I tell you why, because you're a dumb fucking bitch. Enjoy.
Thought it was normal. Recovery isn't. Supposed to be easy, right? What really freaked me out were the dark spots that started showing.
Yeah, you stupid bitch, look at your fucking ass. It looks all bruised up. Yeah, was someone fucking you hard in the ass? Or was someone paddling you? Yeah, it's because you put all that shit in your ass, that's why your body's all fucked up. You're so fucking stupid. Yeah, you should have a man. But no, you'd rather be a whore, so you got what you deserve in my opinion, so enjoy, bitch.
Yep, around my butt, at first, they were small, but they quickly started...
Yeah, because you put that shit in your fucking ass. Look at your body, it's starting to mutate. What the fuck are all those spots? Yeah, what the fuck is this? Is this fucking like reverse albinoism or some bullshit? You're starting to get reverse aligo? You're gonna start looking like Uncle Ruckus, all black and niggerish? Oh fuck, that's the fate worse than death, right? You turn black. Oh shit, enjoy you dumb bitch. Enjoy every fucking second of this. Dumb cunt.
Spreading. I tried to brush it off, but when I looked in the mirror, I noticed thick, dark hairs.
You were developing thick brown hairs on those fucking things? What the fuck? Are you turning into the Wolfman? Is it lycanthropy? What the fuck? Yeah, poor lady. Oh, you're so beautiful and tasting yummy-licious. And then you put that shit in your ass and now you turn into a fucking werewolf? Oh, I'm so sorry you baby. Oh, yeah, first I would have fucked and now you're like, no thank you. Maybe you could marry a Pajit. Yeah, they don't give a fuck. Oh yes, the booby machine. Oh yes, very good, very good. next.
Growing around the edges of the spots, I immediately knew something was wrong. I rushed to the hospital, and when the...
Yeah, when you went to the doctor, I think it was probably a little bit too late. You already forgone into your werewolfism. Yeah, hopefully these guys could save you. If not, ooh, good luck, sweetheart.
Doctor saw me. His face said it all. He asked me to lie down and started examining the area. Then he looked me straight in the eyes and said, "This is a severe reaction to the silicone material. If we don't..."
So, in other words, you got silicone poisoning. You're fucking retarded, lady. Yes, you made that nice, tasty body of yours turn into shit. Oh, yeah, now you're gonna think that man's gonna want you after this shit? Oh, fuck no. What the hell? Yeah, women do some crazy shit to not only themselves, but to everyone around them. Yeah, I think I'll pass. So sad.
Act now. You could lose the implants or, worse, the infection could spread. I froze. I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Do you know, if you had a man, you wouldn't need to get a fucking ass implant. Yeah, the guy would have been with you and you probably would have had kids already. Yeah. You're like, why are you trying to make yourself better than what you actually are? You already were beautiful, in my opinion, but yeah, this chick is delusional. She just wants to have like a harem of dudes. Yeah. Fucking women, that's all they want. Guys right there, but they just pick and choose. So stupid. Whatever, right? In my opinion, she got what she deserved for being stupid. Yes, fellas, don't listen to women. They're retarded. Just saying.
All I wanted was to feel better. About my body, to feel more confident. But now my whole life was turning upside down. And...
Yeah, you're fucking stupid, sweet cheeks. You were beautiful before you did this shit. And now you just made yourself fucking ugly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's so fucked up, but, you know, you made your bed, now you have to lie in it. And hopefully you don't get no permanent damage from this, but it is what it is, right? So, yeah, enjoy.
The worst part, I kept thinking, how did I let this happen?
Yeah, the reason you let this happen is because you're a fucking woman and you're stupid. Yes, women make the really, really stupid decisions and they'll fuck up their bodies just because they think it makes them look better. Yes, how fucking smart is that? So yeah, fellas, you gotta be careful because women are crazy and they're gonna take you down with the ship. So, and my advice, don't do that. So just pee yourself, take care of yourself, and make money, and also improve your body, because Civil War, pretty much everything war is going to start. Yeah, there's going to be a race war, there's going to be a gender war, there's going to be a war against Jews and all the minorities. Yeah, hopefully when everything self-destructs, there's still patches of humanity to move things forward. So yeah, you'll be the ones that survive. So if you don't, man, damn it, I'll pour one out for you. Well, who knows, we probably go to hell. Oh well, if it does happen, it does happen. So just take care of yourselves, all right? Bye bye, friends.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £50 per person.
Yo! Yo, you need to get off the fucking train, bro.
You need to get off the fucking train, mate. There's fucking kids about, man.
Right, let's go.
What the fuck, mate? Get off the fucking train, bro. Put up your trousers. Put up your fucking trousers, mate. No. 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 Fucking. No. Fucking. No. Fucking. No. Fucking.